The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, St. Teresa School. It's been a long, long time. It's been all summer long. It's my first chance to have Mass with all of you. So welcome back to everybody. We got a special feast day today. Here's the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. Did you know, first of all, that every Saturday, all year long, every Saturday is specially dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God? I'm just curious, how many people know that already? Just a few. See, all the smart kids are over here. They all know it. It's true. Every Saturday is now you know it. Now everybody knows it. It's dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And here's the reason why. It goes back to the very first ever Good Friday, okay? And the day after Good Friday is Holy Saturday. And the idea was that that day would have been a very sad day, especially for her. Okay, let's try to imagine what it must have been like. Let's try to imagine the first ever Good Friday, okay? First ever Good Friday, where Jesus, who's done nothing but good for everybody, taught him about God, healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, even brought people back from the dead, and he told us what we need to do to get to be with God in heaven forever. Jesus, who's done nothing but good, his enemies finally caught up with him. And they arrested him, threw him in jail, put him on trial, and found him guilty, because of course they found him guilty, right? They were going to make him guilty no matter what. That was their whole plan. And then they arrested him, and then they convicted him to die, and then they, of course, you know how it ended. They crucified him. And try to picture, now you don't know Easter Sunday's coming, right? Try to picture this. You're there the very first ever Good Friday. That would have been a very, very sad day. Now try to imagine Holy Saturday. Try to imagine the day afterwards. Now you're a follower of Jesus, right? You've given your heart, mind, and soul to him, and he's dead. He's sealed up in a tomb. This would have been a very sad day. It would have seemed like the bad guys finally won, right? It would have seemed like evil got the last laugh and that God's great plan came to a very, very sad conclusion. Very, very hard day, and especially so for the mother of Jesus. That's where today's feast day comes from. Because you know what this is all about? It's a day to remember that when you are suffering and things are going bad in your life, that Jesus gave her to you. And you're going to need her help. And she's going to help you a lot. Just watch. I was doing a funeral once. And before the funeral, this lady, she gets up to speak right here at this pulpit, okay? And her husband comes up with her, and she gets up to the pulpit, and she says, "Don't worry, everybody, he's not going to say anything. I just wanted him here because I didn't think I could do this alone." And she got up there before the funeral, and you know, she said what she said, and true to her word, right? The guy didn't say a word. They both went back and sat down together. Did he do anything? Did the man do anything? No, but yes, he did everything just by being there. So John tells us that when Jesus died on the cross, Mary was standing there at the foot of the cross. Did she do anything? No, but she did everything just by being there because Jesus wasn't alone. And I want to tell you this. I want you to believe me. Listen to me. Remember somebody once told you, she's there for you too. Because everybody is going to have a Holy Saturday in their life. Everybody. If it hasn't happened to you yet, I promise that it will. A day in which it seems like the bad guys won. That evil finally got the last word. That there's nothing left to hope for. And that none of this makes any sense. Right? I need you to remember this. Nobody knows Holy Saturday better than the Blessed Virgin Mary knows Holy Saturday. And she wants to help you. And she will. She'll help you to realize that evil can't win. It never does. It only seems like it. That truth can't be destroyed. That love can't be defeated. That God always wins. Never loses. God always wins. And it might not always seem like it, but she's going to help you realize that's always true. She's going to help you push through. When that seems hard to remember, I want you to call on her. Jesus gave her to you from the cross so that she could help you through your dark times. There's going to come a day, Bible tells us, there's going to come a day where God wipes every tear away from everybody's eyes and he turns every sorrow into a joy. The day's coming. Until that day, remember her. Remember her and call on her for help. Let's do it right now, shall we? Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us.